President Biden wrapped up his first press conference as president, something he had waited longer than any of his other modern predecessors in that office. Biden answered questions from reporters at the White House about immigration, the filibuster, and more. And let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, who has been following it all. Welcome to the show, Franco.
Thank you.
So reporters have been pushing for months for a chance to question the president like this. This conference took on a very different tone than those of former President Trump. President Biden made clear off the top that his vaccine rollout was at the top of his agenda. Do you think he got his message across?
You know, I do think he got his message across that the vaccine and, you know, attacking the pandemic was his priority. He spoke about the relief package and how proud he was that he was able to get it passed. He, you know, reiterated that, you know, that there were questions about whether he could get such a ambitious package, such a large package passed, considering the Republican opposition. And he did do that. So I think he delivered that message, but he was also obviously asked a lot of difficult questions about many other issues.
Right. And one of those being immigration. He said that he's asked the Defense Department to make Fort Bliss, a military base in El Paso, Texas, available to house the influx of migrant children from Central America. Let's listen to a little of what he said about the situation at the border.
The idea that I'm going to say, which I would never do, that if an unaccompanied child ends up at the border, we're just going to let him starve to death and stay on the other side. No previous administration did that either, except Trump. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Frank, what else did he say about immigration? He was asked several questions on this issue.
He was asked several questions about this. It is such a big issue right now, and it is the biggest challenge that he faces next to the coronavirus package. I mean, the crisis on the border has really, in some ways, kind of undercut or kind of shadowed, overshadowed some of, you know, his efforts to kind of promote the work that he's done on the pandemic. I mean, what some of the things that he said, one of the things I found very interesting talking about immigration is he delivered some of the strongest language yet about, for example, negotiating with Mexico on saying that they are going to be sending back every other migrant who's coming to the border. He was very compassionate and very sympathetic to the children, but he was very deliberate in the language about other migrants and that they need to be returned and that now is not the time to come and that the border is closed. And that was very purposeful because of the political situation right now that he is getting accused by the right, by Republicans, of creating this crisis. And he really wants to strongly push back on that.
Another question the president fielded several times was whether he supports getting rid of the Senate filibuster, which he said, quote, was being abused in a gigantic way. Let's listen.
From between 1917 and 1971, the filibuster existed. There were a total of 58 motions to break a filibuster that whole time. Last year alone, there were five times that many. So it's being abused in a gigantic way. And for example, it used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing.
You know, Franco, the president made similar comments in an ABC interview last week. How significant were his remarks today in light of the opposition his administration's agenda faces in the Senate?
Yeah, I think they were very significant. I mean, he said, you know, when asked, he said directly that he agrees with, you know, former President Obama's characterization that the filibuster is a relic of the Jim Crow era. But when he was asked, you know, follow up about whether it should be eliminated, he said, we need to first address the abuse. So in some ways, this is obviously an issue that he is pushing towards, he's struggling with, but also it absolutely looks like at least he is inching towards wanting some type of changes, such as the, you know, the standing filibuster, where you actually have to continue to talk as opposed to just having, needing 60 votes to overcome a filibuster.
So much today that we heard from the president. That's Franco Ordonez, NPR White House correspondent. Thank you so much, Franco.
Thank you.